This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Muck Dweller.
This thing kind of owns.
There's a monster in my podcast.
you weren't sure your name at the start there, were you?
Here's what it is for people who thought that the last episode ended a little abruptly, we decided to end it a little earlier than we usually do. And I was going to say the only thing that I wanted to do was try to make a joke about a Morcoth chain.
Oh no, pull out. You can't. That is the impossible joke.
Yeah. And that's what that's why I went, my name is Giga Gare, because I was almost going to say, that. And then I went, swerved back into the Muck Dweller.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Muck Dweller.
So Muck Dwellers, these are tiny little dinosaurs. Tell me what you find interesting about them, because I was kind of they're precocious and that's about it.
There's three main things. One, tiny.
Okay.
Two, little. Three, dinosaurs. Because when you figure out, and this is, to be fair too, when I first read this, I misread it and thought they were 1 inch high.
Okay.
So for a little while, but then I was like, 1 foot high. But if you read all of this, keeping in mind that they're like about as tall as like a premium action figure, it makes everything they do like cute and good to me.
Yep. Well, so when I say they're precocious, I have one thing highlighted here. They occasionally build tiny rafts of cut reeds and mud to float on the surface of the water.
I think it's very adorable.
And they propel themselves quickly with their hind legs.
Cool. I want to read the book that comes from that when they do Muck Finn. And
they... Fuck you. Gary, we've worked together for almost, what is it, 6 years now? Years. Fuck you.
That's pretty good, man.
It's pretty good.
I wanted to find out, because look at his, like, it's very hard to think of this thing as malicious. Like, the alignment tells me they're lawful evil, but his eyes tell me that he wants a scratch. Yeah. I could raise a beholder from birth, but like, if you could train and domesticate a muck dweller, which is of average intelligence, it would be a sentient, it'd be a slave essentially. But if you could take a muck dweller and train it as your own little, like, 1 foot tall dino pet that rafts along. You're like, way into that.
It could learn to do a flip. It would just resent you for life.
Yeah, like it is. They're extremely good, I think. Never good in terms of D&D, just good in terms of like concept.
Okay. I also like the idea that they've got these tiny little arms and they like to collect things, shiny things, because they gleam like the sea.
Yeah, they're kind of idiots. This says they have average intelligence, but it does this weird, like, contradictory thing where it says they have average intelligence but no culture. I tend to associate those things together. Essentially, they just they believe in survival of the fittest. They have no room for love, mercy, or compassion. is this the one? Maybe it's something later that doesn't have culture. Regardless of which, they just worship the supremacy of water over the land.
Right.
Pretty much them. Mm-hmm.
They're just happy in their swamps, you know. They're in their ruts, sometimes quite literally.
And they to them, like, we are like Shadow of the Colossus colossuses.
Mm.
Because if they can score the death bite on a larger creature, it makes them elite.
Yes.
And if you're killed by a larger creature, it's a mark of shame, which would like literally happen all the time. Like, you couldn't go through a swamp without killing, you know, 7 or 8 muck dwellers just by stepping on them.
Yeah, like, just imagine what happens when like a new development comes in.
Yeah. Like, just an entire community shamed, had to wander the swamp because, you know, Volo's pizzeria moved in. No, and if one of those guys could kill Volo somehow, they become like God of the Muck Dwellers. Okay. Like, I think there's cool stuff between the lines with these little tiny dinos.
Yeah. I'm just picturing, like, does infection count? Like, if they bite somebody on the ankle and he gets sepsis, like, do they know when he dies? And then all of a sudden, like, he just gets shiny and everybody's like, yeah.
We should both put that in our will, that if we die from a muck dweller, we need to let the muck dweller know so some good can come of it.
Oh, okay. Whatever muck dweller gets me, send him my watch.
Yeah, there's our adventure hook. Like, this attorney comes and he gets the adventures. Like, listen, we need to deliver the scroll to a muck dweller. And then, like, yeah, I wish I drew comics. So, like, first panel and second panel, it's like 6 hours of adventure later. Third panel, it's like the adventurer is like stooped over sitting in the muck dweller's kitchen, like going over the will with another muck dweller with little like reading glasses on.
brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.